tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down. The Morning Team Show on WSGW.
It happened on the strip where the road is wide. Two cool shorts standing side by side. Yeah, I'll feel injected Stingray in a 413. We're revving up our engines and it sounds real mean.
Tack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Day 25. Hey, some great summer sounds from the Beach Boys. There's a reason for it, of course, as you're listening on your Morning Team Show with Charlie and Dave and Pat and Art and you. Once again in studio with Pat and Charlie and Dave, and in the home studio, you, Art Lewis. Good morning.
No, good morning. I'm here. Indeed.
The Beach Boys shut down. I needed a good car song, and while there's lots of them, I thought a classic summer sound like the Beach Boys would be appropriate. Fuel-injected Stingray in a 413. Hardly compares to what Lamborghini has just introduced, and I thought you would appreciate this, Art Lewis, knowing that you're looking to add to your collection.
Yeah, sure.
Did you hear about this? Lamborghini has just unveiled a new supercar. It's known as the Essenza SCV12. Mm-hmm. It's a car that owners cannot legally drive on public roads.
Really? Don't have any safety equipment?
If you buy one, Lamborghini recommends that you let the company keep it for you in a special garage at the company's headquarters in Italy.
Oh, okay.
You'll have access to a secure webcam feed so you can look at the car whenever you want. And if you want to drive the car, Lamborghini will arrange for it to be transported to almost any racetrack in the world, and the owner can drive it there. Lamborghini will also provide a professional race car driver to provide coaching on how to get the most speed and enjoyment from their V12-powered supercar.
Well, now, guess what? You know, you may think that's really unusual.
It's
they're
not.
They're late to the plate.
Really?
Ferrari's been doing that for years. They had a vehicle called the FXX, and you would buy the FXX for millions of dollars, of course. It would be kept by Ferrari. You would not take delivery of it. They will ship it to the racetrack that you want to race on, and they will take it back, and they maintain it. All for a modest fee, of course.
Of course.
So, yeah, it's old news. Ferrari's been doing that for years.
Well, you see, again, Art Lewis.
How would we know?
Okay, well, only Art, who drives in those circles, would understand and appreciate those kinds of stories.
And those of us on the outside, we have no clue.
The FXX, what it was a Ferrari that was based on a street car, but modified for the track and wasn't a legal street car. You couldn't drive it on the street.
Well, if you have an extra $2 million, that's the price tag here for Lamborghini's car.
Based on the Ferrari Enzo. Yeah, well, the Ferrari was about the same, you know.
Art's on the Ferrari waiting list.
Well, way on the bottom of that list.
Well, hey, you'll be glad to know that according to Lamborghini, only 40 of these cars we're talking about will be produced, and there's still a couple available. So you get off the Ferrari rating list, you can go to the Lamborghini list, and maybe you get on that one.
Oh, I'll have to check it out. I vicariously go down to Colli Ferrari's website in Detroit and I look at their cars, and that satisfies me.
It says it contains a 6.3-liter engine that is naturally aspirated, producing over 818 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes kind of fast.
Yeah.
I love it. Wasn't engineered to comply with road safety rules any place around the world, but was designed to comply with FIA regulations, which is the overseer of auto racing around the world.
Yeah.
It's a race car.
So, well, going at the speeds that some do on I-75 in places of Michigan.
it's not what they mean by road racing.
Oh, no. You mean like MIS racing.
Yeah.